My name is Zuli, and since 2010, I've become addicted to snapping photos of my food. I also keep a recipe and restaurant review blog at foodiezuli.com.
Did you know? Did you know?
Did you know? Spanish conquistadors discovered that avocado seeds yield a milky fluid that turns red when exposed to air. They use this natural ink in documents that are preserved to this day. Trader Joe's guacamole and chips. It's really pathetic to admit this, but most days of the week, I only have one real meal a day. Even though I really love cooking and making meals for my family and me, Monday through Friday have proven to be impossible days for me to get it right. The good news is, this is something I am working on. The bad news is, I need to carve out time in an already packed family schedule. Recently, I went to Trader Joe's for the first time and I picked up the items in this post, including some spicy guacamole. The pita chips taste like water crackers, which is great because you can pair it with savory or sweet and it'll work out every time. One thing I am consistently good at, however, is snacking. I love to prep snacks, and when I have something handy that I'm craving, I go ahead and prep for the week to ensure I use it all up. I prepped this snack to have this while Jaslyn is at dance class. Since her class is at 5:30, it delays dinner time by at least an hour. I paired the pita chips with guacamole and cheese. The cheese was mostly to balance the spice of the guacamole, which isn't very hot at first bite, but it gets spicier as you eat it. There has to be a term for that kind of accumulation of spice. Will you let me know what it is if you know what it's called? The items I used for this snack are posted on the original blog post. Please see the show notes for that information.
Foodie tip!
To pick a perfectly ripe Hass avocado, look for green under the dry little button on the stem end. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, I would really appreciate it if you'd leave a review on iTunes. Also, connect with me on social media and let me know what you are interested to hear next. Links to those are on the show notes.